Don Bolduc returning. He's been a candidate longer than these two and just about everyone else in terms of jumping into this race more than a year ago. Retired Army General. General Don Bolduc joining us, GMI Studios, U.S. Senate Republican candidate. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jack. It's great to be here, and best to your listeners.
Best to you and your family. Let me start with the situation with Vladimir Putin, Ukraine. I don't know if you were watching the press conference at the towards the end of last week with the President of the United States, but as a former, as a retired Army commander, as someone who's probably seen more deployments in actual combat than anyone I've ever met, thank you for your service again. What's your thoughts on how the Biden administration has handled this very serious situation with the Russian president?
Well, clearly they have not handled it well. And it's emboldened not only Russia, but China, North Korea, and Iran. This is a combined threat. You know, North Korea has launched more missiles, you know, this year and towards the end of last year than it you know, did since 2017. Iran is building up its proxies. We saw the attack by the Houthis on the UAE, which is very, very unusual. China and Taiwan and their expansion in Africa and, you know, signing a trade deal with Cuba. These are all very dangerous things, and this is the second time this year, or this is the second time when you look at Afghanistan and you look at Ukraine, that the Biden National Security Team, Department of Defense, State Department, and his National Security Council staff, you know, has failed. We look weak to the world. Our allies don't trust us, and the appeasement policy that he has had in place since he's been president is not working.
Few people have more time in Afghanistan than you after 9/11. You felt the wear and tear of combat. You lost a lot of special operatives. You commanded them there. So on the one hand, maybe us getting out eventually was an inevitability. It was a long war on terror. And again, you know, I don't know of anyone who knows it better than Don Bolduc of New Hampshire, retired Army general. But how that was handled in terms of our departure, no one seems to talk about it right now. The situation with Ukraine, you know, where are the military leaders who are advising the president? Do you think they're telling him something different than we're hearing? Or do you, what are your concerns as someone? I mean, what about, are we respected enough by Vladimir Putin or the Chinese leadership to not launch a cyber attack or attack Ukraine? Do they respect this administration is what I'm asking. Do they have a little bit of fear there or not?
No, they have absolutely no respect for this administration. China doesn't, Iran doesn't, North Korea doesn't. And as a matter of fact, neither do the violent extremist organizations, significant terrorist threats that we have out there, who are organizing and getting more and more lethal, you know, as each day goes by. So, you know, we have that asymmetric threat, and then we have the, you know, the first world threat on the conventional side, you know, on both sides. And the way our national security team handled Afghanistan, and not only that, the aftermath of Afghanistan, and not even recognizing that and admitting that it had made some serious mistakes, just emboldens a guy like Putin. I mean, we have nowhere to stand. And where does you know, England, where does, you know, Germany, where does France, I mean, where you know, we abandoned them too. You know, we can't do anything against Ukraine without NATO and the NATO reaction force.
Right.
And NATO can't do anything without Germany.
Right.
So we are stuck. And this is because of very ineffective leadership, not only there, but also in Congress. And in particular, my U.S. Senate opponent, Maggie Hassan.
Let me ask you this. We'll come back to that, though, real quickly. Do you think Don Bolduc is a retired U.S. Army commanding, you know, general who saw multiple action in combat, do you think Putin's going to, whether it's a third incursion or invasion, you think he's going to move into Ukraine, or you think there's a chance he stands down?
No, I do think there is a significant chance that he is going to move into eastern Ukraine, and he's set it up. He's got 35,000 rebels in there. He's got 100,000 troops to the front. He's got untold number of special operators that no one talks about that have been softening it up. He's been using cyber attacks and info operations. You know, he's been doing everything to understand where he needs to go, how he needs to get there, what he needs to do, and where he needs to stop. so that he doesn't bring, you know, the fury of the international community down on him. And he's got this figured out way better than the current our current administration.
Don Boldick, U.S. Senate candidate, Republican, GMI Studios on this Tuesday morning. I'm going to talk about Kevin Smith and Chuck Morris. There are two people you know, Senate President Kevin Smith. I mean, you may not know that well, but they're in this race as well. You've been in it longer over the year, over year. You may have stronger name recognition right now in some of the polls, but over time, I guess, how do people, how do you differentiate yourself with Mr. Smith or Mr. Morris?
Well, I think it's you know, being out there for the last year doing the grassroots campaign, it is clear to me that people are looking for an outsider, someone who is absolutely not connected in any way to the establishment in any form or shape. They have very little trust for career politicians or long-serving politicians, and certainly those that have been connected to the establishment. And so I offer that outside outsider's perspective, someone who can relate to the people, who's with the people, who is there, you know, slugging it out every single day, and, oh, by the way, has spent 33-plus years serving his country, knows national security issues, knows Washington, D.C., has worked there, has been successful at working there. And so, you know, there are huge differences for the voters to look at. But I wish them luck. And, you know, this is a huge endeavor. But I'm focused on Maggie Hassan, who's tied to Joe Biden, who's, you know, supported everything he's done 100%. And, you know, she's the one that needs to go, and that's where my focus is.
Before I let you go, Don Boldick, Republican, U.S. Senate GOP hopeful candidate, when you ran for the first time in the primary, and Corky Messner was an opponent who won that primary but lost to Gene Shaheen, if I remember right, you were quite upset that during that primary with Corky Messner that then sort of the powers to be with the Donald Trump and Corey Lewandowski here in New Hampshire, kind of they sort of hand-picked Corky Messner over you, and you, if I remember right, you were upset about that, and I understand that. This time around, it seems that you're trying to maybe seek Donald Trump's attention a little bit. Do you expect to get his endorsement? Do you want his endorsement? Does the person who win this primary with the hopes of taking on Maggie Hassan need Donald Trump to get involved in this primary and give an endorsement before the midterms? And are you that candidate or not?
Well, I'm definitely the candidate that can beat Maggie Hassan, and I think the recent you know, St. Anselm's poll shows that. I am doing all the right things by maintaining a grassroots campaign of God, country, family, God, family, community, country. I believe in the America First agenda, but I am following a Granite State First agenda. I think that's resonating with President Trump. He is the leader of the Republican Party. And yes, you know, having his support would be something that I would welcome, but I'm not focused on getting that. I'm focused on earning the votes here in a bottom-up grassroots campaign resonating with the people of the Granite State. They are my priority. They'll be my priority in Washington, D.C.
Don Boldick, live, GMI Studios. Good Morning Hampshire. Get you back again soon. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. God bless you, Jack, and all your listeners. Thank you for the opportunity to be on your show.